Chapter 3. Born to be King. On August the 17th, 1424, 8,000 men stood ranked together on the plain outside the fortified town of Venuy in eastern Normandy, and braced themselves for the charge. Opposite them bristled a massive army, loyal to the Dauphin, or, as he would have it, Charles the 7th of France. Charles himself wasn't present, but his distant cousin Jean, Count of Aumale, a 28-year-old prince of the French blood, who had been fighting the English since his teenage years, commanded between 14,000 and 16,000 troops, all heavily armed and prepared to fight to the death. Above Aumale's army blew flags and pennons representing men of various origins. Frenchmen stood shoulder to shoulder with 6,500 Scots men-at-arms and archers, and a contingent of Spaniards, all of whom were flanked, most menacingly of all, by two divisions of cavalry from Lombardy, a region of northern Italy famous for producing the finest armour and the most terrifying and stoutly protected mounted warriors in Europe. The juddering approach of these powerful and heavily shielded horses, together with the bright glint of the lances and breastplates of their riders, was enough to strike mortal fear into the hearts of any man who saw them. There may have been as many as 2,000 of these galloping agents of death in the French army. The wide, unprotected plains of Verneuil were the perfect territory for them. It was a fearsome sight. The 8,000 men who prepared to confront these fearsome horsemen and the thousands of infantry they accompanied were an army of Englishmen and Normans under the command of John, Duke of Bedford. The French regent led his army wearing a surcoat decorated with both the white crosses of France and the red of England, a potent sign of the dual monarchy he represented. Over the top, he wore the blue velvet robes of the Order of the Garter. Beside him in the field stood Thomas Montacute, Earl of Salisbury, a grizzled veteran who, at 36, was one of the most famous soldiers in Europe. They formed